For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries Bible Study. This is Message of the Bible, Lesson 14. I am Elder Faye, your teacher for the Message of the Bible series. This Bible study is an introduction to a series of lessons about how our salvation is laid out for us from the cradle to the cross, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky, where he now sits on the right hand of the Father and intercedes for us. The scripture I quoted at the beginning of a lesson is from Isaiah the 9th chapter. Come with me as we take a closer look at this Old Testament scripture. Why was it necessary for such a statement to be declared? Unto us a child is born. It was because of the Lord's anger against a nation. At that time, it was the nation of Israel. But we must take heed, because this message is just as important for the nations of the world today after the coming of Christ as it was for the nation of Israel before the coming of Christ. At that time, God's punishment was upon the nation of Israel. So come with me to the book of Isaiah as we take a look at some of Isaiah's reasons why. In Isaiah the 9th chapter, the 1st to the 22nd verse, Isaiah explains, "But the people have not returned to him who struck them." We must remember, when God chastises us for the purpose of correction, we should seek him even harder and not turn and go our own way being angry with God. Isaiah went on to say, "Nor have they sought the Lord Almighty." Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were distressed. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. Of the greatness of his government, the peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and holding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. "This is what the Lord said to me," said Isaiah, "with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of this people. Do not call conspiracy anything this people call a conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear, and do not dread it. The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy, and he is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread." So the Lord will cut off both Israel's head and tail, both palm branches and reeds in a single day. Isaiah went on to say, the elders and the dignitaries are the head. The prophets who teach lies are the tail. Those who guide this people mislead them, and those who are guided are led astray. Therefore the Lord will take no pleasure in the young man, nor will he pity the fatherless and widows. For everyone is ungodly and wicked, and every mouth speaks folly. Isaiah continued to warn us. Listen. In Isaiah, the 9th chapter, the 19th through the 22nd verse, it says, "When someone tells you to consult mediums and spiritists who whisper and mutter, should not a people inquire of their God? Why consult the dead on behalf of the living? Consult God's instructions and the testimony of the warning, if anyone does not speak according to this word, they have no light of dawn. Distress and hunger, they will roar through the land. When they are famished, they will become enraged, and looking upward will curse their king and their God. Then they will look toward the earth and see only darkness and distress and fear glooms, and they will be thirsted into utter darkness. We see here in the book of Isaiah God's description of the state of man and the Messiah he would give to relieve his creation from their suffering for not turning to him in their time of suffering. But in order for us to get the gist of the reason for God's anger with his chosen, we must go to the book of Malachi. Israel, the people God chose to prove through them that he was the only true God, has strayed so far from God that they did not even realize it. The chosen people have become to doubt God's love and how to govern themselves. Listen to the word of the Lord to Israel through the prophet Malachi. The name Malachi means messenger. God sent a messenger to his people. So come and follow me as we listen to the conversation between God and his chosen people. In Malachi, the first chapter, 12 through the 12th verse, God said, I have loved you, said the Lord. But you ask, how have you loved us? They had lost all comprehension of just how much God loved them. We must take heed that we never get in such a devastating spiritual state. We should never have to ask God, how have you loved us? Because unto us a child is born, to us a son is given. God went on to say, was not Esau Jacob's brother, declared the Lord? Yet I love Jacob, and Esau I have hated, and I have turned his hill country into a wasteland, and left his inheritance to the desert jackals. Edmund may say, though we have been crushed, we will rebuild the ruins. They really thought that they could just undo what God had caused to come upon them because of their disobedience, of not listening to what his command was to them. But this is what the Lord Almighty says. They may build, but I will demolish. They will be called the wicked land, a people always under the wrath of the Lord. You will see it with your eyes and say, great is the Lord, even beyond the borders of Israel. God continues to remind them of how far off track their thinking toward him was. He told them of how they were breaking the covenant, the binding agreement that had held them together through offerings of blemished sacrifice. Let's listen. God continues. A son honors his father, and a slave his master. If I am your father, where is the honor due me? If I am a master, where is the respect due me? Said the Lord Almighty. It is you priests who have showed contempt for my name. But you ask, how have we showed contempt for your name? God went on to answer by offering defiled food on my altar. But you ask, how have we defiled you? God went on to answer them by saying that the Lord's table is contemptible. When you offer blind animals for sacrifice, is that not wrong? When you sacrifice lambs or diseased animals, is that not wrong? Try offering them to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you, said the Lord Almighty? Now, plead with God to be gracious to us with such offerings from your hand. Will he accept you? Oh, that one of you would shut the temple door so that You would not light useless fires on the altar. I am not pleased with you, said the Lord Almighty, and I will accept no offering from your hand. My name will be great among the nations, from where the sun rises to where it sets. In every place, incense and pure offerings will be brought to me, because my name will be great among all nations, said the Lord Almighty. But you profane it by saying, the Lord's table is defiled, and his food is contemptible. And you say, what a burden, and you sniff at the contemptuously, said the Lord. When you bring injured lamb of these animals and offer them a sacrifice, should I accept them from your hand, said the Lord? Cursed is the cheat who has an acceptable meal in his flock and vows to give it, but then sacrifice a blemished animal to the Lord. For I am a great king, said the Lord Almighty, and my name is to be feared among the nations. We take a look at Malachi, the third chapter. God has said, you have spoken arrogantly against me, said the Lord. Yet you ask, what have we said against you? You have said, it is futile to serve God. What do we gain by carrying his requirement, by carrying out his requirements and going about like mourners before the Lord Almighty? But now we call the arrogant blessed. Certainly, evildoers prosper, and even when they put God to the test, they get away with it. For the disobedience of the nation of Israel before Christ, and for the disobedience of the nations after Christ, there is still hope. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be on his shoulders, and he shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Please join me at our next week's Bible study for part one of the series of how our salvation and reconciliation back to our right relationship with God is laid out for us as we study the cradle, better known to us as the manger. Please join me for next week's Christmas Bible study. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. And may the Lord lift up his countenance upon you, and may the Lord give you peace.